Good evening, truckers, whatever your position and whatever your predicament. We have a huckerless show tonight, so expect the quality to be higher than normal. Tonight's show apparently is powered by ye olde tech ICL 1903, Dragon 32, BBCB and Electron. Other retro kit is available. Anyway, a quick control break and on with the show. Tonight in the studio we have with us Harry Balzac.
Good evening all. I'm offering my sincerest apologies today, as I'm sorry to have to introduce the Hotbox Apology Officer this evening.
Thank you, but it's me who does the apologising around here, thank you. And my apologies for correcting you, and for treading on your toes in the way in earlier. It's my great pleasure to introduce the legendary elite combatant that is Norma Snockers.
Thank you, and good evening everyone. I'm in control here, on with the show. Let's hear those bongs, Mr. Chafing.
Travelling top trucker, talker, taken to task.
Mapping madness means more people getting lost than ever before.
A special live apology from Hutton's Hotbox Apology Officer. Sorry, apologies. Sorry again. I'm really sorry. Pilots Federation buys a new tie, but what colour will it be?
Xeno Crash Diet Confusion.
Atra sifts and strains bug hunting targets.
Lou sorting out my bunions. Somia's standing in.
Opposite the wondrous elite combatier Norma 2! OMG.
Our very own buck-necked spokesman for Lacon Spaceways has been picked up by the fuzz. He had no indication that this was about to happen, which is ironic, because system authorities had spotted Buck making a late-night manoeuvre without a signal, and definitely without docking permission. So they proceeded to complete a successful interdiction. Buck's ship's ident of For the Mug, which he usually relies on to get him out of trouble in those tricky don't you know who I am situations, raised suspicion with the system patrol in case it was a signal source indicating a distribution center for the illegal drug Onion Head. Luckily, there's a happy ending to this story as Buck's clever tongue once again came to the rescue. Buck sent a local message to the system authority as he explained who the truckers are, and although he met with the same sympathetic response as you get from a military interdiction, he was allowed to break Maslock and proceed to his home system.
Fearless Alec Turner of Bucky Ballers fame has embarked on a new challenge this week, finding the galaxy too big to map and yet still be home time for RT. Our fabled hero has his sights set on a more localized challenge. Kume, in the Chi Herculeus system, afforded the moniker the First Great Planetary Expedition. The mission is to tickle the chosen location with thousands of theodolites and wrangle and mangle maths on geometry and try to make sense of their place in the world. A representative from the expedition, likely to be renamed the Secondary Planetary Expedition if previous events are anything to go by, has offered the following prose from their excursion sales literature. The idea behind the First Great Planetary Expedition is that a group exploration expedition in the grand tradition of things like distant worlds, but instead of jumping and honking our way around the galaxy in ships, we'll be driving around our chosen moon in SRVs. There will be grand vistas to admire, challenging terrain to be overcome, mountains to be scaled, vast deserts to be crossed, and strong bonds of friendship to be forged. The ever-present Earth-like world of Apazam, around which the moon orbits at a distance of something like 15,000 kilometers, will provide a constant spectacle in the sky, and with an orbital period of just 0.2 days and constant solar eclipses, the ever-changing lighting conditions will ensure that no two places on this extraordinary world will ever look the same. The first great planetary expedition, then, is the new mission to seek out one strange newish world, seek out non-existent civilizations, and avoid new life forms. A cutting out expedition has already armed itself with scissors, crayon, and sticky tape and made a model with key points already mapped so people don't get lost while exploring. Makes you wonder if they know how to do this exploring lark at all, and whether they've paid attention to the Cubs compass classes.
Hutton Orbital Cooperative Incident Report. Incident location, Hutton Orbital. Date and time of incident, 20:30 hours, 1st March, 3305. Reporting officer, Mia Harkness. Circulate to His Fluffiness Alvin DeFeer, Progenitor Leia Wolf. Type of incident, hotbox. Type of damage, other. Well, here we are again. Don't worry, nothing got broken this time. Nobody's dead, or even mostly dead. Hutton is undamaged, apart from the big dent next to Pad 2, which has totally been there for ages. We haven't insulted any other races, and there are no incontinent herds of anything stampeding through the parade this week. No, this time, it was personal. Or personnel, depending on how you look at it. My colleagues and I made our respective runs out to Hutton on Thursday night, and by chance, we all seemed to arrive at more or less the same time. We had the bright idea of getting some selfies together, and everyone posed their ships so Proxima Centauri bathed them in a flattering light. I noticed at the time that they all seemed really keen to have their pics taken early and looking good for the camera. We all turned in for the night, with everyone agreeing who would load who in the next night's mugmate. You know how excited people get. Imagine my surprise when I went to the hotbox offices in the lower rotunda next evening to round people up. The office was empty apart from co-pilot Bella, who had wrapped herself up in Commander Rampage's snuggle blankie. She just gave me a look. I went out into the corridor and noticed floor mopping guy was there. He was trying to avoid me, and normally I would be glad of that, but this time I knew something was going on. I shouted after him, no response. He just mopped faster, trying to get away from me as I walked towards him. Finally I cornered him in that side corridor where the 3D food printer vending machine sits. All he could do was mop round in circles as I approached. Where did he go? I asked. Nothing. Head down, mopping furiously. Where did he go, floor mopping guy? This time he turned and mopped sheepishly in the corner. Tell me where they went, floor mopping guy. His shoulders slumped ever so slightly and he pointed to the vid screen in the far wall. Two things about this amazed me. It was the first time he had ever interacted directly with anyone, and how the hell did he manage to keep mopping one-handed? I looked at the advert in the vid screen and everything made sense. Garish letters read, "It's Friday night, and Friday night means happy hour at Fat Ernie's Brewery Spa and all-night fly-through taxidermist." Bastards! They had bunked off to mugmeat. I got in the comm to command the rampage. Voice only, funny that. Where are you guys? We are round the back of the station near Cubicle 3 storage tanks. It was too bright round the front for short engineer, and he was getting a headache, so we can round the back where it's shady. Really, I replied, because I'm watching the live feed from Fat Ernie's and it looks like you're getting your hump waxed. He thought for a moment and then said, yeah, tell you what, those fizzy fruity things you like are half price and the chilli nuts are free for the next couple of hours. Come on over, the guys are missing you. At this point, Malus XR3 butted in, shouting in the ancient earth dialect, Macam. Hadaway and something, canny bag of chudar, something, something, pet. You see, shouted Rampage, that means he misses you. But there was nothing going on at Hutton, and I do really like those fizzy fruity drinks, so I headed over. Once I got myself docked, I went in search of the AWOL hotbox crew. As I approached the bar, I could hear the taxidermist shouting at one of the customers, "I am not stuffing an albino Quechua mammoth, besides which it's still alive." Well, he wouldn't last long at Fat Ernie's with that attitude, now would he? I found him in the spa bar. I didn't recognise him at first as they were all dressed in white bathrobes and slippers with matching towel turbans. Short engineer was lying out in a recliner with slices of something green covering his eyes. Boris the bouncer and masseuse was giving him an Indian head massage. Rampage interrupted his hump waxing. Yeah, they were still at it. And we vigorously spilling something green and sweet smelling from a fishbowl sized cocktail glass. Malice was leaning over the side of his recliner, trying to scoop something purple and gelatinous out of a pint glass, while Ursula the nail technician waited patiently. Bobby came over with his face flush red and both cheeks bulging to the point where his lips had turned purple. He pointed at his mouth and shouted something unintelligible. I sighed. Bobby, I know you can fit 3 Apomeus eggs in your mouth at one time. No, said Hilda the beauty tech leading him away. He's trying to tell you he's allergic to Botox. Shortly after, my bathrobe and slippers arrived, along with a fizzy fruity, and it all gets a bit vague after that. No complaints, really. I just wanted to let you know that I have a 2-for-1 orifice bleaching voucher if you want it. Anyway, happy Alexander Graham Bell Day. Mia Harkness, Apology Officer, Team Hotbox. Sorry again. I'm not sorry.
A propaganda release from the Pilots Federation this week declared the presence of a new tie. No further details have been released, but given that the 70s keep coming back despite our best efforts to be more backward than the leading speculators, to speculate that the new tie is in fact a kipper. Additional paraphernalia may be forthcoming too, maybe a matching hanky or perhaps a tie-pin tie-in. Speculation is red hot about what colour the new tie will be in. Oh, geez. Followed the space-themed and dinosaur-patterned predecessors, it's anyone's guess. So, anyone? Guess? Anyone? No? No?
The ever-encroaching Xenomenace has encroached just that little bit closer to Alvin's toy stash this week. Oversights in Hutton hierarchy meant that Xeno warriors were not called to arms, leaving Tharg and his green-blooded crew free to roam as they wished. Recently released reports revealed massive Thargoid presence in several systems close to Hutton space. First interpretation surmised that, rather than being overrun by lots of little green men, each system was home to one single, solitary, big, fat, overweight Xeno. Xenomans then took over and declared that it's worse than we thought, and it's lots of nasty, bitey little ones bringing gifts. Green, gooey gifts. New hankies to wipe out the gloop are required, we think.
Good evening, trackers. Agent 5060 reporting in with the Canon Research's latest intel on the Thargoids. It's another rough week for humanity. Eagle Eye reported last week that the Thargoids were targeting Bad Buzz's Eskite, Songbae LP734-T2, CD54471 and Paddy Ass. Whilst anti-Xeno groups were also dealing with incursions in LTT911, HIP24046, Vaja Ding, Camulus, Apishana and Anchor. What an anchor! Unfortunately, given the amount of systems in need of rescue, we were unable to save any of last week's Eagle Eye targets and only managed to lift the incursions in LTT-911. There are now 11 active Thargoid incursions taking place, with multiple damage stations, meaning both anti-Xeno groups and Operation IDA have their work cut out for them. Any available commanders are asked to assist in the fight against the Thargoids by either engaging them in combat or helping with rescue and repairs of nearby damaged stations. To add on to our already strained efforts, Eagle Eye is reporting 6 new targets that will need to be defended to prevent additional incursions from developing. The targeted systems this week are Cambo, HIP10492, HIP4024, Orang, Ross695 and Opilla. The priorities will be to defend, in order, Ross695, Opilla, HIP10492 and Orang. Although it's looking grim for those in the bubble, we can still turn the tide of this war. The Thargoids are getting closer and closer to Trucker Space and Thol! That's Thol, with a home of humanity, and humanity needs you more than ever, Truckers. Your mission this week, should you choose to accept it, will be to defend Ross 695, Opilia, Hip 10492, and Orang. Let's crush those bugs for the mug. Finally, it's over.
As a penance for the continued crimes of the Hotbox crew, I've been assigned to take over Lou's chores. Sadly, not an enjoyable one like massaging Norma's bunions. I've been given the job of explaining to you filthy truckers what's going on in hot space.
We have a special BGS note today. Commander Claire Helen is hoping to organize any willing PS4 commanders. As a penance for the continued crimes of the Hotbox crew, I've been assigned to take over Lou's chores. Sadly, not an enjoyable one like massaging Norma's bunions. I've been given the job of explaining to you filthy truckers what's going on in hot space, and what you need to do about it. For a change, I thought I'd do the colonial bit first. Well, I say for a change, it's really because Hanky threatened to whip out his snake and beat me with it, and I'm not going to risk it. Trucking is profitable in the old Precol Centauri and Duriso, with boobs and investments. Sorry, booms. I definitely meant booms and invest hits going on, and we're winning the election in turn. A couple more days of wins there, and we have that in the bag, so the word from 22,000 LY away is, work enter. Back home where it all matters, there isn't a great deal to focus on. The most important jobs are to get LHS 340, LP 532-81, and Van Monen's star back under 60%, and to truck meds to Wolf 25 where there is an outbreak, and there for...
The organizers of the Distant Worlds 2 expedition have requested materials for two construction projects in the Galactic Center. To protect contributors to the campaign, Deep Space Surveys have also authorized bounty vouchers for all wanted vessels. More details later.